This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
Two people are dead after a school bus crash outside of Austin. The bus from the Hays CISD crashed while returning from a field trip to Bastrop Zoo. Sergeant Dean Cockrell with the Department of Public Safety says dozens of people were hurt.
We evaluated 53 total patients. Two of them, as we spoke of, were deceased. Four of them were transported in critical condition via helicopter. Six went via ground that had potentially serious injuries, and the remainder had minor injuries.
One of the people who died was an adult. The other was a child. College Station police found more than they expected when they got a search warrant to look for drugs. Bill Oliver has more.
CSPD officers searching a home discover, according to the arrest report, a shrine to Jesus Malverde, the patron saint of drug traffickers. Officers also seized more than 11 pounds of marijuana, enough THC to fill at least 300 vape pens, more than $3,000 in cash, and two guns. The occupant of the home, who jumped out of a window, was run down and arrested.
Paris Junior College has chosen Dr. Stephen Benson as new president of the college, the ninth since it began in 1924. He's expected to start around the beginning of June. He received a Bachelor of Music Education degree from West Virginia Wesleyan College, a Master's of Science in Strategic Leadership from Mountain State University, and a Ph.D. in Educational Leadership from Kaiser University. The Choctaw Nation is actively seeking Choctaw artists working in all styles and media for the new Hugo Tribal Services building expansion. The vision for the Hugo Tribal Services building expansion art project is to curate a collection of Choctaw-driven artwork that reflects historic themes, highlights traditional foods, and showcases the unique perspectives and rich history of the Choctaw Nation. Houston PD detectives informed the Lamar County Sheriff's Office about a Harris County fugitive who was believed to be in the county. 20-year-old Luis Rios was wanted on multiple charges in connection with a drive-by shooting. He was booked into the Lamar County Jail for aggravated assault on a public servant, aggravated assault on a security officer, aggravated assault causing serious bodily injury, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and is awaiting transfer back to Houston. A 42-year-old Collin County man has been sentenced to 45 years in prison after being caught on camera sexually assaulting a child during a recorded sleep study. Nathaniel Lane told officers he took an 11-year-old girl to the diagnostic sleep study test and thought it was too dark for the cameras to capture the assault. Staff members saw it and called police. By law, Lane will not be eligible for parole. Texarkana police are investigating after a 2-year-old child was struck and killed by a car. Investigators say the child was unsupervised in an apartment complex's parking lot when a driver, unable to see the toddler, hit the child. The driver immediately contacted police and stayed at the scene. Charges are not expected at this time, but the investigation is continuing. James Michael Janway was arrested in Hopkins County on a warrant for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. No other information was available about the incident. At last report, he was being held in the county jail. A Wolf City middle school student was hospitalized after he was struck by a car while riding his bike. Wolf City ISD said paramedics airlifted the student to a Dallas hospital. The district provided counselors for students, staff members, and their families. Jarvis Christian University in Hawkins held investiture ceremonies for Dr. Glenelle M. Lee Pruitt as its new president. She's the 13th president of JCU since its founding in 1912 and the second female president. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.